The army crept like a dark stain across the horizon. King Elland Venture stood motionless upon the Luthadel city wall, looking out at the enemy troops. Around him, ash fell from the sky in fat, lazy flakes. It wasn't the burnt white ash that one saw in dead coals. This was a deeper, harsher black ash. The ash mounts had been particularly active lately. Elland felt the ash dust his face and clothing, but he ignored it. In the distance, the bloody red sun was close to setting. It backlit the army that had come to take Elland's kingdom from him.
How many?
50,000, we think.
Ham leaned against the parapet, beefy arms folded on the stone. Like everything in the city, the wall tended to be stained black by countless years of ashfalls.
50,000 soldiers.
Despite heavy recruitment, Elland barely had 20,000 men under his command, and they were peasants with less than a year of training. Maintaining even that small number was straining his resources. If they'd been able to find the Lord Ruler's Atium, perhaps things would be different. As it was, Elland's rule was in serious danger of economic disaster.
What do you think?
I don't know, El. Kelsier was always the one with the vision.
But you helped him plan. You and the others, you were his crew. You were the ones who came up with a strategy for overthrowing the Empire, then made it happen.
Ham fell silent, and Elland felt as if he knew what the man was thinking.
Kelsier was central to it all. He was the one who organized, the one who took all of the wild brainstorming and turned it into a viable operation. He was the leader, the genius.
And he died a year before, on the very same day that the people, as part of his secret plan, had risen up in fury to overthrow their god emperor. Elland had taken the throne in the ensuing chaos. Now it was looking more and more like he would lose everything that Kelsier and his crew had worked so hard to accomplish. Lose it to a tyrant who might be even worse than the Lord Ruler. A petty, devious bully in noble form. The man who had marched his army on Luthadel. Elland's own father, Straff Venture.
Any chance you can talk him out of attacking?
Maybe. Assuming the Assembly doesn't just surrender the city.
They close?
I don't know, honestly. I worry that they are. That army has frightened them, Ham, and with good reason. Anyway, I have a proposal for the meeting in 2 days. I'll try to talk them out of doing anything rash. Doxson got back today, right?
Just before the army's advance.
I think we should call a meeting of the crew. See if we can come up with a way out of this.
We'll still be pretty short-handed. Spook isn't supposed to be back for another week, and the Lord Ruler only knows where Breeze went. We haven't had a message from him in months.
I can't think of anything else, Ham.
Elland turned, staring out over the ashen landscape again. The army was lighting campfires as the sun set. Soon the mists would appear.
I need to get back to the palace and work on that proposal.
Where'd Vin run off to?
You know, I'm not sure.